No, no, it's not like that. Seed replacement is a must in some crops annually. Especially the hybrid seeds, take for example maize or cotton. This sort of seeds just cannot be used at all for the next crop with the high-yielding varieties, with the hybrid varieties. But some other crops can use, in some other crops, like paddy, like groundnut, seeds, groundnut means, I mean peanut. Seeds can be used by the farmer from his own field. So, it all depends upon crop to crop. The problem with Monsanto is their research is very costly. But that doesn't mean that the cost of all the research be charged on only some countries, and some countries get cheaper, get their seed at a very affordable cost, and they were charging, like in India, at a very unaffordable cost. We had taken up the issue of Monsanto charging higher premium on their seeds, and we had reported the matter to Monopolies Trade Regulation Authorities. And they categorically asked them not to charge this extra rates. Against this, MRTP's Monopolies Regulatory Trade Commission's order, they had gone even to the Supreme Court. Even Supreme Court also has upheld that the cost of the seed cannot be unusually high. When the same seed is being sold in China for a lot lesser price, when the same seed is being sold in America for a lot lesser price, how can the same seed be so much costlier in India? This is what even Supreme Court of India also felt. So ultimately, Monsanto had to reduce their prices. They have got little, they are little unhappy that we were instrumental in all these things. That's it.
We heard a lot today about biofuels, you know, the food versus fuel. What, in your country, what can the development of biofuels and crops to make fuel from mean from a development?
We have very recently taken up this biofuel cultivations. In fact, ethanol can be extracted from the regular sugar cane, which is already available. India also is a big sugar cane producing country. And other than ethanol, straight biofuels can be produced from some other streets like Pongamia and Jatropha. This Jatropha and Pongamia cultivation we have taken up in the country, across the country, though not in a big way. Only marginal lands have been taken up into this cultivation. And our problem is twofold. If we go for huge extents of biodiesel plantations or biofuels, then again the cereals production will get hindered to a large extent. And that will ultimately affect the food security of the country. We don't want that to happen. So only marginal lands, which are hitherto not being used for agriculture, they are being brought under agriculture, and they are being used to produce biofuels.
Do you have an idea of economically how much that means in India right now?
Right now, not much. We have just made its beginning. Maybe in the course of 3 years to 5 years, if we can replace even 5% of our existing fuel bill with biofuels, even that will be a good beginning.
What dairy futures and dairy prices are soaring on markets right now.
Pardon, I didn't get your question.
Dairy, the price of milk. price of milk and milk products are rising significantly due to some supply and demand problems worldwide right now. Are you noticing higher milk prices in your state? And when milk and dairy prices go up sharply, how does that affect the quality of life for your citizens?
Well, milk is a very, almost every common man needs it in his daily life. Fortunately, in our country, the prices have not gone up so high, which is causing concern for us. Things are very much under control. But still, we are making all needful efforts to increase the dairy production in a very big way. Probably, we in our state of Andhra Pradesh, we have taken up dairying in a massive manner, and this year budgetary allocations for dairy products and for dairy development have phenomenally been increased. So, in fact, in our view, ultimately dairying, poultry, sheep rearing, sheep and goat rearing, and fisheries, this will happen. These are all going to be an activity which will be allied to agriculture. We're all talking about 4% agriculture growth in our country. 4% agriculture growth cannot be achieved unless the allied activities, they grow to the extent of 8 to 10%. So dairy also happens to be a focused area for us. Right now, we are not having major problem with either reduced milk supply or prices going up. But still, we are making all needful efforts to increase the dairy production so that we can export also to a large extent.
So your goal is first self-sufficiency and then working on export markets?
Yeah, definitely, yes. I didn't follow the question properly. You can tell me, Mr. Sharma?
Sir, what he's saying is right now 13 million bales, cotton production is going up. From 13, it has come to 17. He's asking if you see a trend that this cotton prices, I mean, cotton crop, acreage will go up like this.
No, cotton production is always good. Across the world, more and more people are using cotton clothing than the synthetic clothing. So, cotton farmers are growing more, and thanks to the good seed that's getting available, the productivities also have gone up. And cotton farmers, by and large, are happy. I'm quite sure that they'll be able to produce more and more.
How about wheat farmers? It was just announced that India may actually buy wheat from the United States for the first time in 15 years. To what extent are efforts going to increase domestic supply? And are those efforts sufficient to keep India from becoming a net wheat importer?
Like in many other countries across the globe, in the past 3-4 years, generally, the stocks of wheat in our country also have gone down. So we're a little concerned about it. We are making local efforts to see that the prices to the farmers of wheat have been increased maybe almost about 5 to 10%. And to avoid any problems, suddenly, I mean, wheat becoming scarcer. We are trying to build up some buffer stock also, even if need be, by importing. For the past so many years earlier, we were only building up stocks. Only in the past 3-4 years, the stocks have really gone down. We are a little concerned about it, but it's not scary.
Those are my questions.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.